The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." He said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. And once again, how about we talk about our first reading, okay? So we're here in this week, for most of this week, our first reading is coming to us from the book of Numbers. Okay, so what's the book of Numbers? What's the book of Numbers? Well, the book of Numbers is the fourth book of the Old Testament. And what it is it's a story of that same trip the Israelites took through the desert, through the desert to the promised land, but it's told from a different point of view. The reason why it's called Numbers is because there's a couple of stories in the book that are census accounts, and they number the people. That's why it's called the Book of Numbers. But it's that same story that we've been hearing from Exodus, that trip through the desert to the Promised Land, told from a different point of view. And one of the things that you get in the Book of Numbers is you hear about the people's murmuring and the people's complaining. So that's what we're going to talk about today, complaining. The people are walking through the desert, and they're tired. They're tired of the desert. They're tired of the sand. They're tired of the heat. And most of all, they're tired of the manna. So they turn to Moses and they complain. They say, "Moses, we're so tired of this manna. Is there anything else on the menu?" And they're tired of the desert. And they say, "Moses, we are so tired of this desert. Are we there yet?" Then they turn to one another and they complain and they say, "Oh, guys, do you remember how great we had it back in Egypt? All the things we had back there, hot pizza, cold beer, high-speed internet. We want to go back. We want to go back." And then Moses, he hears all this, and Moses complains. Moses complains to God. He says, "Oy vey, Lord, if this is the way it's going to be for 40 years, just shoot me." Now, if you know what it's like to be in a crowd, you know what it's like to complain like the people. And if you've ever been in the position of leading a crowd, you know what it's like to complain like Moses. Now, what's unfortunate here about the book of Numbers is that it stops the story, doesn't tell us what happens next, because what happens next is fascinating. What happens next is fascinating. Do you know what happens in the Old Testament when you complain to God? One of two things happens when you complain to God. Either you get punished or you get more work to do. You know, like a parent who's got a complaining kid, parent says, "I'll give you something to complain about." God's kind of like that in the Old Testament. Either you get punished or you get more work to do. So the people, they get punished, they get bitten by serpents. And Moses, he gets more work to do. Why does God do that to us, to the people in the Old Testament when they complain? Well, the message is, the complaining is a useless, essentially selfish activity. The reason why we complain is because we are too self-focused, and God wants to get people's attention off of themselves. So when he sends them a punishment, what do? They turn to God, and their attention is off of themselves. When he gives them more work, what happens? They turn to others, and their attention is off of themselves. And either way, the complaining stops. And that's the whole point. People complain when they are forgetful of all the blessings they've received. They forgot how God just took Pharaoh, the most powerful man in the entire world, and cast him aside like a rag doll, set him free. People forgot. Moses forgot. And you know what? We forget too. We forget. That's why, spiritually speaking, the antidote to complaining is gratitude. Something real interesting for you here, something you can practice even today. St. Ignatius of Loyola says, when you want to examine your conscience at the end of the day, the first thing to do is not look back on the day and think about your sins. The first thing to do is look back on the day with gratitude for all that has been done for you. First thing to do is to practice gratitude and be specific. Specific as you possibly can. Think about the things other people did for you today. Think about it. Now be specific. Who made that pew you're sitting in, right? Probably not you. Who installed those lights? Who changed them? Who made sure they're all burning, right? Somebody did that for you. Think about the things God did for you. Be specific. Who gave you that last breath, right? Who gave you that last breath? Who gave you your heartbeat? Who gave you the gift of this day? I know a lady once, she gave me a thought I'd never had before. She said, I'm grateful to God for color. I see red, I see green, I see vibrant orange and yellow, and I think God didn't have to do that. He could have made the world grayscale if he wanted to, but he chose to make color. That's how you be specific, right? That's how you be specific. You can't be a complainer and also be grateful. You also cannot be proud and also be grateful. That's why we need to practice gratitude. It's a tremendous power. One of my favorite psalms is Psalm number 84. Psalm number 84, because Psalm 84 tells the story of somebody who discovers gratitude. You see, up until Psalm 84, the psalm writer, he's complaining to God and he's complaining to God. And then in Psalm 84, his whole demeanor changes. And he says, in the psalm, he says, as they make their way through the bitter valley, they make it a place of springs. They walk with ever-growing strength, and they will see the God of gods in Zion. We're walking through a bitter valley, aren't we? Aren't we? Well, if you complain, the valley stays bitter. In fact, it gets even more bitter. But if you can discover gratitude, you can walk through a bitter valley and you can make it a place of springs. We're walking through a bitter valley and our strength is low, isn't it? Well, if you complain, you ever noticed your strength doesn't get any more? It stays low. But if you can discover gratitude, you walk with ever-growing strength. We're walking through a bitter valley. Where's it all leading? Where's it all leading? Well, if you complain, it's a dead end at best. But if you can discover gratitude, it leads to the God of gods in Zion. A little tiny thought for you today from the book of Numbers. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Eusebius, pray for us.